USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Fuel tankers entered Gaza via the Rafah crossing on Friday following Israel's War Cabinet approval of two daily deliveries to address the water and sewage crisis in the enclave. The decision triggered immediate backlash in Israel, leading government ministers to convene on Saturday for further discussions on the matter. Israel's military has announced its intention to advance anywhere Hamas is found, raising concerns about a potential offensive in southern Gaza. Former President Carter has released a statement following the passing of his wife, Rosalynn Carter. In the statement, Carter said that Rosalynn was his equal partner in everything he ever accomplished. He added that as long as she was in his world, he always knew somebody loved and supported him. The wife of the nation's 39th president, Rosalynn Carter, died at the age of 96. SpaceX launched a Starship mega rocket Saturday, but once again, it didn't go as planned.
Both the booster and spacecraft were lost in explosions minutes into the test flight from South Texas. Although the rocket reached space, communication was abruptly lost, and SpaceX officials believe the ship's self-destruct system caused it to explode over the Gulf of Mexico. The test flight concluded as the ship's engines were nearly finished firing for a trajectory around the Earth, marking the second such explosion after the initial test flight in April. I'm Skip Kelly.
Authorities have released images of a person of interest linked to the large fire that closed the 10 freeway on November 11th. The fire engulfed a storage yard under the busy thoroughfare, disrupting commuters to downtown Los Angeles. Cal Fire seeks an unidentified man in his 30s, around 6 feet tall, black hair, wearing blue shorts, a black jacket, a black backpack, a green scarf, and a knee brace on his right leg. All lanes are anticipated to be open by Tuesday. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
The Thanksgiving travel season kicked off on Friday. It's anticipated to be one of the busiest in history. AAA projects that over 55 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more for Thanksgiving this year, marking a slightly over 2% increase from the previous year. This forecast ranks as the third highest for the holiday since AAA began monitoring it in 2000. Apple has decided to stop advertising on X.
The move came following owner Elon Musk's remarks on anti-Semitic conspiracy theories. Musk responded to an anti-Jewish post by expressing agreement with the user's views. Additionally, Apple ads were reportedly displayed alongside far-right content. This decision aligns with a similar move by IBM and marks a departure for Apple, a significant advertiser on what previously was known as Twitter. I'm John Schaefer.
The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, is expected to have a domestic box office opening of $45 million or more after earning $19.1 million on Friday. Initial tracking had suggested a minimum of $50 million, but new projections fall between $46 and $47 million. Despite potentially falling short of early expectations, Lionsgate aims to establish a successful spin-off franchise with the film. Nobody matched all five Powerball numbers plus the Powerball on Saturday night's drawing. That means the pot rolls over to $295 million. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.